The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 9 of Love Now. Today's title is Love Defined, Part 1. John Chrysostom said, "If I have no love, I am not just useless, but a positive nuisance." Our text today is 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. As we travel through the many aspects of love defined, Philip Ryken provides an excellent introduction. Paul began by proving that love is absolutely indispensable. Nothing else matters, only love. No matter how gifted we are or what we do for God, we are nothing without love. Loveless prophecy, loveless theology, loveless faith, loveless social interaction, even loveless martyrdom are all equally worthless. Nothing can compensate for the absence of love. The problem is that we are less loving than we think we are, and a lot less loving than we ought to be. We all need to learn how to love. 1 Corinthians 13 helps by sketching the character of love in verses 4 and 8. John Chrysostom called these verses an outline of love's matchless beauty, adorning its image with all aspects of virtue, as if with many colors. What makes these verses so beautiful is that they are really a portrait of Jesus and His love. The literary technique Paul uses here is called personification. He takes the idea of love and describes what love does, as if it were a person. But of course, love is a person, because Jesus Christ is the incarnation of the love of God. Therefore, everything these verses say about love is characteristic of Jesus. His love is patient and kind. It is not arrogant or irritable. It believes and endures all things. It never fails. So if we want to know what the love chapter looks like when it is lived out, all we need to do is look at the person and work of Jesus Christ. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary explain the five-fold declarations concerning love found in 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. The expression "is patient," makrothime, is the opposite of being short-tempered. Patience, sometimes translated long-suffering or slow to anger, is an attribute of God. See Exodus 34:6, Numbers 14:18, or Romans 2:4, or 1 Peter 3:20. In many places, God's people are called upon to be patient. See, for example, Ephesians 4:2, Colossians 3:12, or 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit, as seen in Galatians 5:22. What does patient love among believers look like? Such love bears with certain annoyances or inconveniences without complaint. Such love does not lose its temper when provoked. Such love steadily perseveres. Without love, no matter how wonderful the gifts in the church, people will be impatient with one another, short-tempered, and irritable. Love is kind. The Greek word translated "is kind," charistuete, occurs only here in the New Testament. Kindness takes the initiative in responding generously to others' needs. Because believers have received kindness, they ought to act with kindness towards others. How does kind love look among believers? Such love is considerate and helpful to others. Kind love is gentle and mild, always ready to show compassion, especially to those in need. It does not envy. Envy refers to the strong jealousy of another person. The envious person desires what another person has. This seems to have been a particular problem in Corinth. Those with lesser gifts envied those with greater gifts. The seed of envy can lead to seething anger and hatred. Those who are too busy envying each other's gifts are unlikely to be using their own gifts in loving service to God and others. When there is love, believers will gladly use whatever gifts they have been given to work together for the advance of God's kingdom. They will be glad that others have different gifts so that the entire job can get done. It does not boast. It is not proud. When spectacularly gifted believers begin to boast, they have directed their energy toward themselves. The gift becomes not a tool of service for the kingdom, but a way of self-advancement. Such believers are proud. Gifted believers who are caught up in pride and boasting over their gifts are unable to serve. Without love, they may feel that by using their gifts, they are doing someone a favor, that others should be grateful to them, and that they are far superior. Each of these statements highlights the love needed for Christians to live in unity with one another and for the glory of God. Here are some questions to consider today. In what ways is God's love patient and kind? In what ways is your love patient and kind? Are there any areas of your life where envy, boasting, and arrogance creep in? If so, where are they? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.